This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. U.S.-backed forces proclaimed the capture of Islamic State's last territory in Syria on Saturday. Syrian Democratic Forces fighters paraded in memory of 11,000 comrades killed in years of fighting. The victory eliminates IS rule over a self-proclaimed caliphate, but the jihadist group remains a threat from sleeper cells around the world. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told journalists Saturday that Washington's mission has not changed.
Our mission there hasn't changed. We still have work to do to make sure that radical Islamic terrorism doesn't continue to grow.
Some IS fighters still hold out in Syria's remote central desert, and in Iraqi cities they have slipped into the shadows, staging shootings or kidnappings. Emergency workers are evacuating 1,300 passengers and crew by helicopters from a disabled cruise ship off Norway's western coast. The evacuation was done under extremely difficult circumstances, with wind gusts up to 70 kilometers per hour and waves over 8 meters. Here's passenger Danny Bates.
We went up on a helicopter with a sling, the two of us together, and it was quite scary.
The captain of the Viking Sky issued a distress call after the ship lost power and started drifting Saturday afternoon. The ship has been able to restart 3 of its 4 engines and is able to move slowly toward a port escorted by a tugboat. U.S. Attorney General William Barr could release his first summary of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's confidential report on Russia's interference in the 2016 presidential election as early as Sunday. The report also investigates whether President Donald Trump, after assuming power, then sought to obstruct the investigation. This is VOA News. Thais voted Sunday in an election called a return to democratic rule, but it's been widely criticized as an exercise designed by Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha to entrench his military stranglehold on power. Counting began immediately after polls closed at 5 p.m. The campaign was marred by allegations of vote buying. However, complaints were few on polling day, with election observers from Australia, Canada, the United States, and the 10 members of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations on hand. Pope Francis on Sunday expressed his sorrow for the victims of attacks in Nigeria and Mali, praying for the victims of the latest inhuman attacks.
Per le numerose vittime degli ultimi attentati disumani avvenuti in Nigeria.
He said to worshippers in St. Peter's Square, "May the Lord welcome these victims, heal the wounded, comfort the family members, and convert the cruel hearts." Gunmen killed at least 134 Fulani herders in central Mali on Saturday, a local mayor said, the deadliest such attack of recent times in a region reeling from worsening ethnic and jihadist violence. The assaults on 2 villages took place as a UN Security Council mission visited Mali, seeking solutions to violence that killed hundreds of civilians last year. The UN Children's Fund reports nearly half of the 1.7 million people affected by Cyclone Idai in southern Africa are children. The official number of deaths across the region has now risen to over 700, but this figure is expected to increase once the waters have receded and the bodies of those who have drowned and gone missing are found. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Conditions in Mozambique, Malawi, and Zimbabwe remain critical. Thousands of people are still trapped by the floodwaters, many huddled on rooftops and in trees waiting to be rescued. The UN Children's Fund reports the situation for hundreds of thousands of children caught up in this monumental storm is particularly dire. UNICEF spokesman Christophe Bouyerak says children are particularly susceptible to infectious diseases.
Without safe and effective water sanitation and hygiene services, children are at high risk of preventable disease, including diarrhea, typhoid, and cholera, and also increasingly vulnerable to malnutrition.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
UNICEF reports many schools and hospitals have been destroyed or damaged or are being used as collective shelters. We're following that story on VOAnews.com as well as many others. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.